Well, good morning. You know, we have a little message on our coins and everything else. It was adopted, I think, somewhere around the 50s that simply says, "In God we trust." And I think that's a phrase that we kind of think about and we talk about, and do we really trust God? Well, there's a little interesting story, being this is the 4th of July weekend, there's a little interesting story about the early days of the American Revolutionary War. An expedition was launched against the British forces in Quebec. And when the expedition passed through Newburyport, Massachusetts, on their way to Canada, they found the tomb of the renowned evangelist George Whitefield. Now, Whitefield's coffin was opened, and his clerical collar and cuffs were removed. The clothing was cut into pieces and distributed in the mistaken belief that it could somehow give the soldiers success. Now, the expedition failed. But what the soldiers did not demonstrate was our human tendency to trust in something less than a relationship with God. God, money, or human strength, or even religious traditions for our ultimate well-being. You know, in the scriptures, God cautioned us against that. But we also do what we call pastor's thoughts and prayers. And prayer is an important thing. I've been talking about prayer, individual prayer, intercessory prayer, praying for our country, praying for just praying that God will continue to bless us and to keep us free. Because prayer is worship. And our praying should be full of adoration, affection, and fondness for God. Because He is who He is. That He created us in order to have someone on whom He could shower His love. Can you imagine God creating you and me just so He can shower His love upon us, and that He stretched out His arms on the cross, and that He intends in the fullest of the sense to make us whole, men and women. Worship is as old as worship implies, because we declare what we value the most. And it is one of the best ways in the world to love God. Wow. You know, sometimes when we look at some of the scriptures in there and it says in fear of God, that really means in love of God, worship and awe and reverence. So prayer is the highest expression of our dependence on God. It's asking for what we want. We can ask for anything, and even the most difficult things. I mentioned one time not too long ago, I found one of my old prayer journals, and it was like 20-some-odd years old, and it was like, I said, wow, God truly does answer prayer. Not my time, but His time. He always answers the prayer. Sometimes wait, sometimes not now, but I can assure you, He always answers your petitions. So don't be anxious about anything Scripture said, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. You can find that in Philippians 4:6. Anything large enough to occupy our minds is large enough to hang a prayer on it. You know, we can pray anywhere, walking down the road, in the car. Silent prayer works too, because God's Spirit connects with our spirit. Prayer, however, by its nature is requesting, and it's not insisting or clamoring. That's interesting. It's not insisting or clamoring. We can make no demands on God or make a deal with Him. Friends don't make demands. They ask and they wait. And we wait with patience and submission until God gives us what we request or something more. What a friend we have in Jesus. We have a personal relationship with God through Christ. And we have a friend. I'm from Pennsylvania originally, And on our license plates, it used to say, "You have a friend in Pennsylvania." Well, I'm sure there are. I have a lot of friends still up there, but you have a friend in Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful thing. So prayer is asking for understanding. It means by which we comprehend what God is saying to us in the Bible. Prayer focuses and unites our fragmented hearts. It allows us to bring everything into the throne of grace in Jesus' name. God comforts us. He instructs us. He listens to us. You know, it's good to have somebody listen to you. Somebody would always say, "Well, I appreciate it." And I said, "Well, I like coming." I said, "It's just such a special place in my heart for somebody to even listen to what I got to say." And that's nice as a pastor, but God listens to us. So what do we do with this prayer? Well, find a quiet place. And that's nice. Sometimes Jesus said to go into our prayer closet. And what that simply means is to go off by yourself and just either in silence or just find a quiet place. Or, like I say, you can walk and talk with God along life's merry way, because He'll walk and talk with you. He said He would never leave us, never forsake us. That's why we have this special gift of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. So just all of this to say this, that we need to learn to love and to worship God Almighty. Well, I hope and pray that you are having a good day, and just hope and pray you have a good weekend with family and friends. It's a time of fellowship and joy. We're not doing too much of that in the last year or so, so wow. Get together, family, friends, have a cookout, enjoy the freedom that we have in this country, and enjoy the freedom and the promised hope of eternal life with God as you gather. We have a lot of prayer requests. It's on the bulletin. You can find that up on the website and click on the bulletin. It's the same bulletin we have in church on Sunday morning, and it lists all the prayer requests that we know of. And we just ask that if there are anything specific that you want the church to pray for, we ask that you either send Phil a text or an email or call me. We would love to be in a prayer of intercessory with you and for you. One of the good things about prayer is we thank you for all the prayers that you have lifted up for my wife, Judy. She completed 6 treatments of the chemo treatment, and that is now behind her. She's still suffering with a little bit of the side effects, especially from the prednisone. Any of you have ever taken that stuff, it can wreak havoc with you. But she's doing better. And we also want to ask that you keep the Bell family in prayer. Now, I'm recording this on Wednesday. They were the family that had the little girl, Alice, that we baptized a few weeks ago. Joy, Josh's sister, was killed in an automobile accident in Valdosta earlier part of the week. And I am going to travel up to Valdosta to do the death, burial, and resurrection service for the family. And but keep them in prayer. Or anybody that has lost a loved one in this past, you know, we got to hang on to the blessed hope. We in the United Methodist tradition do not have funeral services. We have death, burial, and resurrection. It's because of the resurrection that we have hope. Well, maybe hype too. But because of the resurrection, we have hope. And that's what keeps us going. That relationship with God and the promise of being together again someday. The book of Revelation is full of the blessed hope. It leads us all the way to. So unless Jesus comes for us first in the rapture, we're all going to experience physical death one way or another. But at the end of the book of Revelation, it says, "Come quickly, Lord Jesus." So we hang on to the hope, knowing that we have a home in heaven. Jesus said, "In my house there are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would tell you. But I go to prepare a place for you." Now, I like, there's one translation said that Jesus said, "In my house there are many resting places." And I like that, because we all, after we have a hard life and we get through this love life, we need to have a resting place. Amen? Well, We want to close with doing the Lord's Prayer. Join me in the Lord's Prayer if you wish, or follow along. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. It is the evil one that causes all the problems. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the 4th of July celebration.